Until recently, Daniel Hannan was one of the more obscure fixtures in the Conservative political firmament here. He's a European Parliament member, or MEP. Hannan has been sharing his low opinion of his country's National Health Service with Fox television viewers for months. Few here in Britain noticed. But then, the Liberal Guardian newspaper last week reported the conservative right in America was spreading what the Guardian called half-truths and misinformation about the NHS as part of the campaign to defeat President Obama's health care reforms. The resulting backdraft of public indignation has swept Mr. Hannan up with it, earning him a rebuke from the head of his own opposition Conservative Party.
The World at One, today's headlines. David Cameron distances himself from one of his own MEPs who's launched an attack on the NHS on American television.
British newspapers have run long articles detailing point by point the accusations aired in the U.S. media. Prime Minister Gordon Brown and his wife Sarah quickly signed on to a Twitter campaign praising and defending the NHS. Andrew Burnham, the health minister for Brown's Labour government, all but called Hannan a traitor.
I think it's unpatriotic of him to go on to foreign television stations, a US television station in this case, and misrepresent the NHS.
Conservative Party leader David Cameron insisted the NHS would be the top priority if the Conservatives win the next election.
The fact that in this country you can go to a hospital, you can go to a family doctor, and they don't ask you how much money's in your bank account or who you are, I think we've got the right system and we should stick with it and build on it.
Cameron's first child was born with multiple severe birth defects. Gordon Brown's first baby, a girl, lived for only 2 weeks. One of his young sons has cystic fibrosis. Both men have strong emotional ties to the NHS. Hannan himself has stopped making public statements. He says he has no desire to further inflame the issue and that he's made his own position as clear as it needs to be. The political consensus here is basically this. Britain would love to approach America's success rate in treating cancer, heart attack, and stroke. But none of the main parties wants to do that at the expense of sacrificing universal, virtually cost-free health care. It's the system that put Britain 18th in World Health Organization rankings, while the U.S. stands at 37th.
This Mr. and Mrs. Long for the booster.
Mailman Ron Long checks in for an appointment at his local NHS clinic. He calls the service.
Excellent, I think. You want to go and see the doctor, you go and see the doctor. I mean, you ain't got pain, I think.
He and his wife Tracy had all three of their children on the National Health Service.
You had a midwife and...
Yeah, and it's all free.
Antenatal clinics and all that.
And you get the health visitor who comes
around the house.
Ron's formed his own impression of U.S. healthcare.
From what I've seen on telly, I mean, you're death's door, like, and the ambulance is rushing 20 miles instead of 5 miles because they're the only ones who do free healthcare. Things like that, you know, scary, I think.
For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.